beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River is my home.
With that, friends, welcome back into the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. Yes, the series, your old host with the most country western music, and it's Johnny Woodlock here on CFRC's Wayback Country Jamboree. We're sitting on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour here this morning, and we're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard and broadcast proudly over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the limestone city of Canada. We are also being brought to you by CFRC.ca and most listening devices as well worldwide. With all that mentioned, I would like to welcome you all into the third and final hour of our program this morning and start the third hour with remembering a singer-songwriter of the Ottawa Valley who actually wrote and recorded two songs associated with the last fatal duel, which occurred in 1833 in Perth, Ontario. Now, I've often spoke on this subject and also the fact that my ancestor was part of that duel, John Wilson. With that mentioned, I would like to dedicate these in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willoughby, but also in memory of those who fought the last fatal duel, Robert Lyon and also John Wilson. So with all that mentioned, I would like to play these classic versions of first, The Last Fatal Duel, as it originally was written by and recorded by Freddie Dixon of the Ottawa Valley. Then we'll follow with a second song, which Freddie Dixon also wrote on this subject, titled The Ghost of Robert Lyon. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program and this year's tribute to the Ottawa Valley.
The banks of the Perth River, on a cold and dark misty day, two young men they met there at daybreak, only one lived to walk away. Now this duel, it wasn't for valor, but the jealousy and love of Miss Hughes. William Lyon and opponent John Wilson stood back to back to settle their feud. The last fatal duel in this country was fought here in our quiet town, and the ghost of William Lyon still lingers down at the old burial ground. Their seconds they called out the paces, and 10 lonely steps they each made. They fired two rounds at each other. Now young Lyon lies still in his grave. John Wilson stood trial down at Brockville, charged with murder in the first degree. The crown listened close to his story with a warning, the judge set him free. The last fatal duel in this country was fought here in our quiet town, and the ghost of William Lyon still lingers down at the old burial ground. He then took the hand of that woman and moved up to London, they say. To duel is a crime in our country, just remember it happened that way. The last fatal duel in this country was fought here in our quiet town, and the ghost of William Lyon still lingers down at the old burial ground. The last fatal duel in this country was fought in Perth's quiet town, and the ghost of William Lyon still lingers down at the old burial ground. River, where the last fatal duel it was fought, rides the ghost of young Robert Lyon, the old burial ground marker. marks the spot. Oh, the night was cold and misty, with the full moon shining so bright. Gunfire broke the silence. Someone screamed, Robert Lyon's been shot. Miss Elizabeth Hughes was a beauty, and jealousy it did prevail. The doolip was fought for her honor. John Wilson's shot never failed. Now as I lie there a-dying, with a pistol ball deep in my chest, I swore I'd come back to haunt them, John Wilson and all of the rest. The judge gave John Wilson a warning. They should have hung him or sent him to jail. The ghost of Robert Lyon's been seen riding a white horse on the Tay River Trail. Miss Elizabeth Hughes was a beauty, and jealousy it did prevail. The doolip would fight for her honor. John Wilson's shot never failed. Since first shot it missed me, and 10 lonely steps we both made. The second round fired and it hit me. Now I'm lying here still in my grave. Miss Elizabeth Hughes was a beauty, soon jealousy it did prevail. Shot that hit me never failed. John Wilson's shot never failed.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time of the program to take our weekly trip down east. And you know, even though we're paying tribute to the Ottawa Valley this morning, so many of the Ottawa Valley legends and singers recorded songs associated with the east coast of Canada, including, but not limited to, of course, Bob King and his classic Anne of Newfoundland. Then we'll follow with Mac Beattie himself once again, forever remembered as the King of the Ottawa Valley, a classic titled Good Old Maritimes. Then we'll wrap up with another dear friend of mine out of the Ottawa Valley, Roddy McCann, and his version of the old beloved East Coast classic and ballad titled Sonny's Dream. So with that, I would also like to say good morning to each and every one of my good friends, especially Peter and Myrna Trenholm out there in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. Good morning, friends, and here we go with some Ottawa Valley East Coast favorite.
When the boss said take vacation, I went down. I'd make her mine, this little island queen. To heck with all the fishing.
been in many lands, in many places to reside, and I've shook many hands. I've been about, and I've found out that all the other clans can't beat the friendly folks you meet from the good old Maritime.
So come right, pull up a chair, welcome as can be, and here's a bed you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get your guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime.
The loggers from MD, they always wear a friendly smile of hospitality. The Nova Scotia fishermen, the predators from the mines, you just can't beat the folks you meet from the good old Maritime.
So come right and pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime.
The beauty of this friendly land you can't describe in song. Just visit and you understand and marvel all day long. The hills and valleys and their trees, the winding coast and lines. You just can't beat the beauty of the good old Maritime.
So come right and pull up a chair, you're welcome as can be. And here's a bet you won't forget their hospitality. They'll get guitars and fiddles out and make you dance and dine. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime. You just can't beat the folks you meet in the good old Maritime.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. You can kick off your sneakers and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet river bed. Sonny always remembers what his mama said, and she said,
Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that much to do, but Sonny does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs. And the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years.
Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
It's 100 miles to town, Sonny's never been there. But he goes to the highway, stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4, and the mailman is old. And he still dreams his dreams of silver and gold, silver and gold.
Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on. And I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read. Oh, those stars in his eyes, yes, those dreams in his head, and his hurting inside for that wild world outside. But I know I can hold him. I've tried, Lord, I've tried, just I've tried. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone, and your daddy's a sailor who never comes home, and the night gets long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not that strong. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone, and your daddy's a sailor who never comes home, and the night gets long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not that strong. Sonny, don't go away, Sonny, don't go away.
You'll be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's time to welcome a very special member of our program and morning show to our Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. It's a true honor to welcome our sweetheart of our program, Little Gunny the Dachshund. With that all mentioned, I would like to welcome Gunny with her collection of the legendary ladies of the Ottawa Valley and pay tribute to many of the queens of the Ottawa Valley. These are not all of the legendary ladies of the Ottawa Valley. However, she has selected a few of our country music queens. With that, let's honor Miss Julie Lynn, the first lady of the Ottawa Valley, as she is often known, and also her induction was the first of the female artists of the Ottawa Valley in 1995. So for Miss Julie Lynn, it'll be an all-time classic off an old LP record titled To Hear the Family Sing. Then we'll follow with Claudette Lefebvre and a classic titled Pistol Packing Preacher. We'll wrap up this set with our dear angel of the Ottawa Valley, who sadly passed away in 1995 of cancer, Miss Colleen Peterson, and her classic Souvenirs. With that, I would also like to thank Gunny, our beloved Dachshund, and the littlest member of our program. Even though she is little, she does make it up in a giant person. Personality. And with that, I would like to thank her for her great selection of the queens of the Ottawa Valley this morning. Welcome in, friends.
Back home, we never watched TV, we'd sit before the fire. Mom would knit, Pop would sit, because he was so tired. My sister read a book, my brother played his mother. Sit by the firelight, picking my guitar. And then Mama'd say, would you play that song about I'll Fly Away? So I'd strike out the chords and let them ring. It sure felt good in harmony to hear the family sing.
Thank you. the days when the West was young in 1883. They rode a man through the Western land, mighty man was he. He crossed the snow-capped mountains and with his pistol for a star. He fought for law and order and the gospel of the Lord. This Episcopalian preacher, he was no timid preacher. He brought the law and order in the gospel to the land. He thought all about salvation to his Sunday congregation. This Episcopalian preacher, he was a humble man. What a mighty, mighty man was he, and a legend through the land. He rode into Dodge City on a cold December day. Some low-down son went for his gun, the people all heard him say. No pistol-packing preacher, he's never gonna hunt me down. But they laid him to rest as the sun went west, just a little bit north of town. This pistol-packing preacher, he was no timid preacher. He brought law and order and the gospel to the land. He thought all about salvation with Sunday congregation. This Episcopalian preacher, he was a humble man. What a mighty, mighty man was he, the legend through the land. Like David slew Goliath with a pistol for a sling. Evils that they bring. He nursed the sick, saved their soul, didn't spare the rod. He built a church upon a hill and taught them fear of God. This pistol-packing preacher, he was no timid preacher. He brought law and order and the gospel to the land. He talked all about salvation Sunday congregation. This Episcopalian preacher, he was a humble man. What a mighty, mighty man was he, and a legend through the land. What a mighty, mighty man was he, and a legend through the land.
Souvenirs from all the years that we shared together, and there they'll sit all alone, just like old lonely me, another one of your old souvenirs. Since you've been gone, a few other lovers around me, but no one quite like you. Most times I'll sit all alone, just like old lonesome me, another one of your old souvenirs. Souvenirs, they stay with you forever, and they'll see you through the good times and the bad, and all the problems that we had. All the hurting's gone, but more. Still, I'll stay here. I'm waiting till you come back through my door.
knees from all the years that we shared together. And there they'll sit all alone, just like old lonely me, another one of your old souvenirs, just like some other one of your old souvenirs.
And you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree every Sunday for the best in traditional country music.
'Cause when it comes to making music, darling, don't you know you and I are stereo.
Yes, friends, once again, it's a great honor to welcome another Hall of Fame inductee member of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Now, this is our last interview for today. Even though it is our last guest of honor for today, it doesn't mean this man is any less of a legend of our beloved Ottawa Valley. He is someone who can take you back to the golden age and the golden era of the Ottawa Valley country music. Having enjoyed many years in the Valley music scene, today he's performing and recording music to promote the Ottawa Valley just as same as always. And it brings me great honor to welcome Mr. Eddie Francis to our program this morning as our third and final guest. Now, following this interview and this visit with Eddie Francis, we'll hear an all-time classic from him titled Valley of the Ottawa. With that, here's our dear friend and a true Hall of Fame member of 2024, Mr. Eddie Francis.
Good morning, Johnny, and it's a pleasure to be online with you. Wish you and your listeners a very, very happy day, and hopefully you'll enjoy Johnny's program.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Yes. So let's go back to when and how you were raised in the Ottawa Valley.
Well, again, you've touched on a very important point, and that is that I was indeed raised in the Ottawa Valley. I was born in the Ottawa Valley. I've always been a Valley resident, with the exception of those times when I spent time at university and working, etc., and down in Southern Ontario and other places, but I came back to the Valley here because it was a good place to be from and a good place to come back to, and that's where I am. And so, with regard to background, of course, again, music in the Ottawa Valley is like every other valley. We have our stalwarts, those people, the giants on whose shoulders we stand, and we try to emulate and copy as best we can. And I remember as a youngster here in the Valley, we had Wolf Carter.
Yes.
When I was just about 6 years of age, and he came through, and my mom hired a taxi and took us out to a local show in the town of Bears Bay, and I had the pleasure of meeting up with Wolf Carter. And so, again, he certainly encouraged me indirectly, without knowing it perhaps, but just to see him on stage and doing what he was doing, I'm sure that it played a big part in the direction that I subsequently went, and it took me down the many roads, or contributed to it, to where I am today.
Yes.
And of course, in addition to that, with various other musicians from places like Ottawa, for example, the CFRA Happy Wonders, I got to meet up with these people and even got them to do a lot of shows with them. Mac Beattie, of course, another pioneer in the Ottawa Valley. And in fact, Mac, I think, was one of the first people inducted into the Hall of Fame. I had the pleasure of working with Mac and his band. I'm just a kid, so it certainly contributed to the inspiration. Plus the fact that, of course, my father was Fiddlin' Joe, and he was well known through the upper Ottawa Valley. He played his part, never was inducted into any Hall of Fame, that type of thing, but nevertheless, his reputation was well deserved. He played his fiddle throughout the countryside, and he was well known for that, and that too certainly was an inspiration, and a lot of other inspirations, many of which are too numerous to even mention here on your show, Johnny. Any kid growing up certainly would have encountered that.
So what were your memories of working with Mac Beattie? He's one of my all-time heroes.
Well, Mac had his washboard, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
And would tap along, and I still remember, of course, I think the last show that I did with Mac was down in Constance Bay, And just to put it in perspective, Ricky Nelson, of course, from out of the U.S. of A., was still a hot number, and he wasn't exactly the most country artist around, but some of his tunes certainly were getting play. And I remember playing along a Ricky Nelson tune, and I don't know if it was Hello Mary Lou or whatever it might have been, and then just hearing Mac tinkle along in the background with his washboard. Yeah. Reggie Hill was on fiddle at that time, and I think okay. that Bob Price was on piano, although he did have different piano players over a period of time. And so, basically, I wasn't part of Mac's band at any time, but he traveled around the country, as you know.
Yes.
And, of course, when he would come to dance halls, such as Barry's Bay, for example, one of the most local ones, or down in the Eagendale area, too, these places, well, he would often then contact me directly or indirectly and say, would you like to become part of the show? And I would go on and do my 20 minutes or whatever it might have been as part of the show. These were among some of the recollections of Mac. And yeah. then, of course, when we had the tribute to Mac some years ago, posthumously, long after he had left this beautiful earth, and this was down in Renfrew, and I was part of the big show there, again, celebrating the life of Mac Beattie and so on. These are among my memories. Very good memories, I might add.
For sure. Now, you were also mentioning that your father was Fiddling Joe.
Yes.
What, I understand that you wrote a song about him.
Well, on my first album, my souvenir album, which is entitled Hills and Valleys, there is a song in there also called simply Fiddling Joe. And many people do know this, but of course I'm explaining to you and your listening audience right now, Fiddling Joe was my father. And so it made a reference indirectly, I guess, to his background. He was Canadian born, but his ancestry was just of European connection, and so his parentage had come to this part of the country, and he was born and raised, grew up in the valley here, and seldom left it, of course, and developed his prowess with playing fiddle at an early age, and of course worked with a lot of people in the community. And so in my souvenir album, which was my first one, my first CD, it did include that particular song entitled Fiddling Joe. And on that album, I might just to digress for a moment too, but there's also another special song, and it's entitled Ode to Evelyn,
yes.
who happened to be my mother, as you may or may not know. However, in response to your question regarding my dad, he was certainly one of my earlier influences, and had an impact on what I became and where I'm hoping to continue to be.
You have seen many changes in the country music world in the Ottawa Valley. What are some of the most drastic or the most biggest changes, I guess I would say?
Well, certainly in my view, the influences that country music has been subjected to. Well, let's talk, for example, here in the Valley specifically. Ottawa Valley has its own unique style, I suppose, possibly in part because of the music that it is a tribute to, the pioneers, but it's also very much a reflection of country music in general across the nation and across the world. And as you know, many of the influences that we have been subjected to and certainly in country music here have emanated, if you will, originated in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very, very well, for example, in walking on stage and doing a Marty Robbins song, and I would have probably been in my teen years at that point. And Marty then had a song that was entitled Don't Worry About Me, and perhaps before your time, Johnny, but I'm almost 100 and I suspect you're a lot younger than that. And nevertheless, with the case of Marty Robbins, and on that particular tune, he introduced the background of a saxophone.
Yes.
And that was most unusual in country music, and of course there was a lot of trial and error, I suppose, with new sounds being introduced, and certainly they had influences, sometimes lasting influences upon our beloved music, certainly country included. The rock element was always there, and again, consequently, rockabilly, etc. You had the traditional country, and then of course, more recently, we had something called new country, whatever that represents, and it can be many things, depending on the particular interest that you might have.
Or taste,
so,
or what have you.
So,
yeah.
Once again, you've had influences that had an impact on country music and introduced certain changes along the way, these among them. But that's from my perspective, and I suppose I could probably come up with an extensive list of that if I were to give it some thought, but I must admit it's not something that was on my mind as I was having my morning coffee.
So I understand also that you're finally receiving some well overdue recognition from the Ottawa Valley Hall of Fame.
Well, it's very kind for you to say that. They're very, very pleased, of course, and I'm grateful for that expression. Very pleased about my induction, and in many instances they say, gosh, I always thought that you were a member of the Hall of Fame. Well, again, that might be a reflection of the fact that I've had the pleasure of working with a lot of Hall of Fame members, and what I was saying, I've had many people call up and say, I can't believe, you know, that you have not been inducted previously, and how can this be? Well, it's not my decision to make, and this was just out of the blue when I got a phone call from the president of the Hall, and just said, Eddie, I'm about to make your day a little bit better. I hope it's been a good day, but hopefully this will make it better. You're being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And that was a most pleasurable experience. It was a couple of months ago, and I'm looking forward to the event, of course, at the end of September down in Ottawa.
And so what will be going through your mind, or what will be your thoughts when you're inducted?
Well, frankly, because I haven't come to that yet, I really don't know. I can only speculate, as you or anyone else might. My assumption is, though, that I'll probably be reflecting on, either forced to do that because of how I am being presented or what other comments might be made at that particular time, mm-hmm. and then what might transpire in the interim while in the Ottawa vicinity in preparation for the event and so on, interacting with the various musicians with whom I'll be working or will be doing their best to try and make me sound a little better up front and allow my time in the light. What will be going through my mind? I would imagine beyond that too, just enjoying the moment, that which is extremely important because it only comes once. That will be, I would imagine, among my most prominent thoughts. I will also be reflecting, no doubt, upon people like my mom and dad who initially involved in my career as such. And so I should add too that I've done the Country Music Hall of Fame show at least on two previous occasions, and that would have been back in the early 2000s, but it was 2005 or 7 or whatever it might
okay.
be. So it's not like I'm walking into unfamiliar territory. I've been on the stage before, and I certainly look forward to it being on that stage on the 29th of September.
So I have two more questions for you today, Eddie, but first of all, what is your thoughts on what makes the Ottawa Valley such a special place to live in?
Well, that's a good question. In fact, I wish that I could write about three or four books right now and be able to read them all to you, mm-hmm. because in my view, there's many, many countless reasons what makes for making the Ottawa Valley so special. I wake up each morning and I look out my bedroom window or out in my living room where I'm sitting right now, and mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Madawaska River. It's flowing right by my door. And in fact, I should tell you this, and I share this with your audience too. If I live long enough, I'm in the process of working on my next CD album, which will be my fourth. And one of the songs on there is a tribute to this Madawaska River, you know, the Ottawa Valley, because as you know, it flows on down into the Ottawa River. It mm-hmm. starts up in the Highlands and the park area and passes by my door on its way down to the part of the territory where you live. These are among them, and I look out here, and if God made this country, and if I'm looking out at and seeing what I really think I'm seeing, well, this has got to be a wonderful part of it. It's a beautiful part of the world. It has not been tainted, if you will, or it has not been harmed the way so much of the rest of the world has been and continues to be. It's still pristine in so many ways. There's a reason why many people come up here on holidays, try to vacation here, or just simply visit through. For example, within the next few weeks, there will be leaf tours going on where busloads of people coming in from various other parts of the world, in Japan, Europe, wherever it might be, and they'll be doing tours through this beautiful country, including my part of the country, which is Combermere, Ontario. And of course, the bridge that crosses the Madawaska River here, well, I'm in view of it. I'm looking at it right now, or part, which is downstream from me. And so these are among the things visually that are contributing to making the Ottawa Valley as special as it is. You could speak with anyone else in the valley, and depending on what their backyard or front yard is offering them from a visual perspective at that time, that might be part of then what their response might be in describing why it is so special. This is just, I guess, a start. I'm just scratching the surface as to many, many reasons that make the Ottawa Valley so special.
So in closing today, what song can I play for you following this interview?
You have access to, are you talking about my recorded music, John?
Yes, your own, yes.
Okay, that, The Hills and Valleys, was my original album, my souvenir album, as you refer to it. Mm-hmm. And just to digress, the reason why I made it that, although I had quite a bag of songs written at that time, and wanted to record them and promote them, but again, The Hills and Valleys pertains primarily to the Ottawa Valley and this beautiful part of the land that I call home. And so the opening song on that is entitled Are You Coming to Combermere? Number 7 on this album is Valley of the Ottawa. So yes. If you were going to choose one song, and because of listening audience, and I'm not even sure how large an area your station will reach out to, but certainly if you had to choose one, well, and if I'm going to be responsible for it and put my name on it, well, again, it's one of the songs that I had written and included in that first album, and it's number 7 on 7th cut on that album, entitled Valley of the Ottawa. So why don't you play it, John? I'll be most pleased to hear it.
I sure will, yes. And with that, well, thank you, Eddie, for a wonderful conversation. Yes.
Well, the pleasure has been mine, Johnny. So once again, I say a special hello to all of your listening audience out there, and if I had the pleasure of doing so, maybe we'll see you at the Hall of Fame show on the 29th of September, the induction ceremonies. I look forward to meeting as many of your friends as possible, and then possibly even before then.
Yes, for sure. God bless you. You have a good day now.
Many blessings, Johnny. Bye-bye now.
Yep, bye-bye.
The valley of the Ottawa is calling out to me. The trees and the rivers seem to say, son, why don't you come on home to where you ought to be? And we will sing and dance the night away. In the spring the sawmills sing and the waterways will thaw. Nature tolls all waking souls up in the Ottawa. The curtains rise before your eyes, the maple syrup flows. Budding trees, birds and bees and pretty flowers grow. In the prime of summertime in the land of Muffarock, as legends go, hear Fiddlin' Joe up in the Ottawa. Lift your schemes and treasure dreams upon the family farm. Making hay old-fashioned ways will surely do no harm. The valley of the Ottawa is calling out to me. The trees and the rivers seem to say, son, why don't you come on home to where you ought to be? And we will sing and dance the night away. The fields will glow in autumn, show unlike you ever saw. So wait, you bet you won't forget the majestic Ottawa. The sweet recall, a harvest ball or meeting at the fair. It all depends as season ends upon the master's care. When winter comes, the land becomes a wonder without flaw. It's ho, ho, ho on falling snow up in the Ottawa. Though it may storm, the hearth is warm where you can take a rest. In the valley of the Ottawa that we still love the best. The valley of the Ottawa is calling out to me. The trees and the rivers seem to say, son, why don't you come on home to where you are to be? And we will sing and dance the night away. Son, why don't you come on home to where you are to be? And we will sing and dance the valley way.
Gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host and friend, Johnny Woodlock, sharing with y'all that it is once again that time of year to come on out and support your local musicians of the Ottawa Valley, as well as this year's Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. At this year's 2024 edition and matinee edition of the annual Hall of Fame induction and ceremony. This year's celebration will be on September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Meridian Theater at Centerpoint, which is located in the heart of Nepean, Ontario. For more information, call the box office at 613-580-2700, also by visiting ottawacountrymusichof.org. Tickets cost $50 and it's going to be a great time had by all. Yes, friends, once again it's that time before we say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree for this morning. As I like to salute the mighty Ottawa one last time here this morning on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, I'd like to salute our Wayback Song of the Week, which is a true fiddle song, which I have spoken about before in this program, but originated out of the Ottawa Valley in 1955, I do believe, if not 54. It was composed by the legendary Ward Allen, the King of the Ottawa Valley Fiddlers, and of course is called Maple Sugar. Now we did hear during the last hour, the second hour, a worded sung version by Hank Rivers of this classic, but here now is this all-time favorite fiddle tune out of the Ottawa Valley titled Maple Sugar. So let's tune up the fiddle and away we go. Here we go with Maple Sugar. Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we say so long for this Sunday morning, I would like to thank you all, my listeners and loyal fans out there in the radio world, for tuning in to the Jamboree once again here on CFRC, and also spending your Sunday morning with me, your host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd also like to encourage all those interested in attending the 2024 Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame induction ceremonies to come out to the Nepean Theater of Centerpoint Theater by Meridian and enjoy an afternoon spent with many of the legends who call the Ottawa Valley home. Now, there's a lot of listeners and a lot of legends of the Ottawa Valley who will be out there, so it'd be a great time had by all, and that is September 29th at 3:00 p.m. in the afternoon. It is a matinee show this year, so with that mentioned, we would like to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley as we close out this program. Congratulate also the newest inductees into the Country Music Hall of Fame of 2024. That includes, of course, Miss Ray Palmer, the Debenham brothers, Jennifer Johnston Armstrong, and of course, our dear friend and a true Hall of Fame inductee and member of the legendary pioneers of country music in the Ottawa Valley, Mr. Eddie Francis. So as we send us home today on this Sunday morning, I would like to play us out with another collection of sacred songs, including the Bowell Brothers and Church in the Wildwood. Then we'll close out with another all-time legend of the Valley, who I was very close to over the years, and I had a lot of great respect for, Mr. Ronnie Prophet, the great prophet of the Ottawa Valley country music. With that mentioned, he's going to be doing an all-time classic titled This Old House. And I do hope y'all enjoyed this program to the Ottawa Valley and its pioneers. Now, I also hope to see y'all on September 29th at the Ottawa Valley ceremonies. And with that, may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long.
children. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now she trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hold the hinges. No mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is a getting shaky. This old house is a getting old. This old house lets in the rain. This old house lets in the cold. On my knees I'm a getting chilly, but I feel no fear nor pain, 'cause I see an angel peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hold the hinges. No mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. This old house is afraid of thunder. This old house is afraid of storms. This old house just groans and trembles when the night wind flings its arms. This old house is a-getting feeble. This old house is a-needing paint. Just like me, it's a-tuckered out, but I'm a-getting ready to meet the saints. This old hound dog lies a-sleeping. He don't know I'm a-gonna leave. He wake up by the fireplace and he sit there and howl. But my hunting days are over. Ain't gonna hunt that coon no more. Gabriel Dunbrod in my chariot when the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges. No mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
If I should have another chance to live my life again and be just what I want to be and choose my fellow men, if I should have another chance to choose my place to dwell, I'd choose